Officials say an eighth person has died from the gas line explosion that consumed a San Bruno neighborhood earlier this month. The San Mateo County Coroner's Office says the victim was a 58-year-old man who was badly burned in the blast and fire. Yesterday, a U.S. Senate committee looked at natural gas pipeline safety. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feld says the hearing focused on automatic shutoff valves and an apparent lack of federal inspectors.
It took an hour and a half before the gas was shut off after the San Bruno explosion.
To shut each valve, a worker needed to drive through rush hour traffic, use a key to get into the area, and attach a handle to the valve to crank it.
Senator Dianne Feinstein has co-sponsored a bill with fellow Democrat Barbara Boxer to require automatic shutoff valves. The measure would also add 100 new inspectors. Currently, there's only one inspector for every 2,000 miles of pipeline. Cynthia Quarterman says there were a lot of vacancies when she took over the federal government's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. One in four jobs was vacant. Now she's hired a new administrator.
And that person is young and is dedicated to getting those positions filled as quickly as possible.
Quarterman said the boom in new construction nationwide over the past decade means inspectors have less time for regular inspections of the pipeline system. She also said government red tape makes it tough for her to fill the job she already has. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.